It's homie power, rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see power, rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, power, rum-pa-pum-pum. To lay before the king, power, rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, power, rum-pa-pum-pum. When we
bam! Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And it is the week before Christmas. Hey, we broadcast live all over the world. And if you want to come on over to the Trim Radio Network and you want to be part of our team, or you want to shop, or you want to message us, you know, or just listen in, you can do that. And I'll tell you what, we'll show you how easy it is. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that great song right there from King and Country, Little Drummer Boy, is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion, and I'll tell you what, we'll honor it. We like it, and you know what? We'd love to hear from you. All we ask is no cussing, no cursing, no swearing, or anything like that, and we are good to go. And with me tonight, as always, is my partner, Karen. And Karen, how are you?
Good. Getting ready for Christmas. You know, that's a full-time job, practically.
Yeah, you know, you kind of know that's how it's going to go.
Yes.
So, did you get all the shopping done?
Almost. I just got a few little things to get, but most of it's done.
I still have a few things to get, but pretty much we're ahead of the eight ball there. So, you know, not too bad.
I was ahead of the eight ball. I haven't wrapped anything yet.
We've already wrapped pretty much everything that we have, but we still have a few more gifts to get. Looking forward to it. You know what? What a great time of year. Bowl games are on. You know, people are finally starting to settle in and be happy and peaceful and loving and acting the way that they should act all during the year. And, you know, always grateful and good to see that. So, you know, I'm enjoying this time and a lot of good things on the horizon. And that's the good thing. You know, Christmas renews your hope and that renews your faith. And that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, you just can't thank God enough for everything that he's done for us throughout the year. You know, it was a rough year. But in a lot of ways, it was a very blessed year. So it's going to be very interesting. And I look forward to this next year coming up. But I look forward to Christmas first. I'll tell you that. Favorite time of year. I just absolutely love it. On another note, we hope that everyone is doing well, healing up, and we wish you all just, I'll tell you what, tons of prayers and everything out to you. A lot of news going on, a lot of different things going on with the VA, I can tell you. Well, as of late, they have been a pain in the butt. So
yes, they have.
Oh, they have been an absolute nightmare. You know, you order medications, and then you find out that for whatever reason, they were never put in. You have to call back 3 weeks, 4 weeks in order to get medications. It's not good. And the video call, you know, their video connect, absolutely, I hate that thing. It doesn't work. It's a 50-50 shot on it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And I can't stand it. And that's, the doctor has to be right in front of the screen when you call in at the time. And it shows two different times. On my screen, on one, it's got the appointment at the top for the right day, but the wrong time. And then you go halfway down, and it's showing you the correct time, which can be as much as 8 hours difference. And it's absolutely ridiculous that veterans have to try to decipher through this and figure this out. So it's very, very frustrating. Trying to get through to them is like the message at the very beginning is so long. It's like 10 minutes of hearing every single thing before you can, and if you don't have the 5-digit code to get through to the department that you want, then you press 0 and wait for the operator to get on you and hopefully he puts you through to the right department. And that's again another 50-50. The phone may just ring, 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 and ring. I mean, to me, very, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating, and you just can't get through. And I just don't like it. I wish it would go back to pre-COVID days where you could go on in there. You could take your significant other with you. You know, you're a little more calm. You're around other veterans, everything like that. I think those days are gone. And now that we have a new COVID.
Why do they feel they have to be gone? I mean,
They can't get anyone to work.
Is that what their problem is? I don't know what. I don't go down like to the DCVA very much. We've been sticking here kind of in the Charlotte Hall area, which is closer to our house. So I'm kind of removed at what, you know, the last month, kind of what the big VA is doing.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm actually paying out of pocket and seeing an outside doctor. And it was one of the things that the VA is being sued on right now, is they are encouraging people to come to the VA. And you're giving sloppy care. And you're giving sloppy health care. And you're not letting people know that, you know what, when they're tired of it and they're fed up with it, they want to go to the outside, as they were promised. Again, here's another promise. It's one of those empty promises. You're supposed to be able to go to the outside if you're far enough away and everything, and you can't get in within a reasonable amount of time, 30 days. I sat here and I put in an appointment 4 months ago, again, for my foot having an issue, and nowhere. I've gotten nowhere. Finally, they called me back. Hey, let's make an appointment. We're not going to be able to see you till April. And I said, no, you know, that's not going to work. You know, I'm hobbling around. I said, forget it. You know, you're going to have to do better than that or refer me back to the outside. I don't care, but figure something out. Lo and behold, now they said, okay, we'll get you in for January 11th. But I had to sit there and actually fight with them in order to get that done. And that's not something I want to do. I don't want that kind of stress. I don't need it. And, you know, get the appointments. This is ridiculous. And it was the same thing dealing with long COVID. You go on down, you see the rheumatologist, you're talking to him, and he says, oh, hey, listen, I'm going to send you on over to infectious diseases, and let's see what we can figure out and get you something for this. I go over to infectious diseases, and he's already talked to the rheumatologist. He says, well, I got to get back to the rheumatologist and see what he says. Well, then why am I seeing you? Why am I down here seeing you and talking to you if you're going to take his advice to begin with and then he sends me over to you? You know, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, it was just a waste of my time to go in there and see this man. And you know, he's like, well, we don't have any antiviral or anything that will work. And then lo and behold, the FDA approves Paxlovid or whatever, you know, the next day. And I'm thinking, you do. You just didn't give it to me, and you didn't want to give it to me. And I've been riding this out all by myself. And how many other veterans are doing this? And then you look at the promise that they did with the mortgages. Again, another failed thing that they're doing to the veterans. And people are getting sick of it. And I don't blame them.
Now, when I talked to them, and they said that the VA mailed out letters. I said, I never got a letter.
I never got a letter either.
And she goes, yeah, we were under the impression that letters were sent out. And lo and behold, everyone's been telling us there was no letters.
There was no letters. I never received a letter. I have every single letter that was sent to me. And I can hear my son yelling at my grandson right now. But I have every single letter and correspondence from, you know, the mortgage company, myself, nothing from the VA. Nothing from the VA that says anything like that. Nothing. Not a peep. And when I challenged them on it, they threw the mortgage company under the bus. And then the mortgage company threw them under the bus. So,
right.
You know, who do you believe? I mean, it's a he said, she said, and who do you believe? So at least the mortgage company, give them credit for coming back and saying, hey, listen, we've got a solution. There is a grant. Okay, she pointed me in the right direction of the grant. So I give her credit. And, you know, and her final parting words were, you know, we're going to earn your trust back. So that's one of the things that we shared with veterans on here. And, you know, definitely South Carolina Homeowners Rescue. What a wonderful program that they have. But it should have never got to that when we were told something different. So I'm still a little bitter about that. But it is what it is. How I hope yours is going well.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but hopefully we're just waiting for, like, a response back. You know, the VA is supposed to be out for the veterans. They're supposed to put them first, and I don't see that as often as we need to see it.
We're not seeing it at all. I mean, again, calling to the pharmacy department, hey, where's the medications at? What medications? Nothing's ever been put in. And so then you call the emergency line and you talk to them, the emergency nurse, and say, where's the medication? Nothing again. Nothing for another week and a half, 2 weeks. So then I call mental health again and I said, where's the medication? Help me along, because, you know, I do. I suffer from panic attacks and anxiety. And
well, you're not supposed to stop taking your medication.
I got to get the medication.
Right. That's what I tell you. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, you got to get the medication to take the medication. And the problem is that, you know, the ball got dropped. And, you know, from going and talking to the doctor and getting it actually passed down to the pharmacy, it was a great game plan, but no one put it into effect. And that was the problem. So it's been a month. And you deal with it. And, of course, one of them had put me into the hospital about 3 weeks ago, I'm guessing. Three, 4 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. And it was a bad one, and I didn't know what it was. And I'll tell you what, it's the third one I've had like that. So, yeah. And, of course, when you're the veteran and you're reaching out and asking for help, I mean, it took... It was funny. I was on the phone and Sherry next to me and we're calling mental health. It rang probably 25 times. Nobody answered. And then it hung up on us. And I said, this is ridiculous. How does this work? I'm speechless. And they just call back again. You try to call back again and you know, you're calling everyone that you could think of, and you're not getting through. Where are these people? Why are they not at work? Why is nobody answering the phone?
Yeah, but, you know, I will tell you this. CVS Pharmacy, for example, having the same issues. They're out of medication. I said, well, when do you propose to have this medication, you know, in stock, and how many days do I have to wait? We don't know. It's been on back order. And now the insurance companies are cracking down on the drugs that they'll cover.
This whole thing has gone just awry. I mean...
But my problem is we complain about this. For example, healthcare, and that covers every form and organization that offers healthcare. No one seems to be making a change, suggesting a change.
That's
no one's coming up with ideas to fix it
because nobody cares, and that's the biggest problem. And you know. This is where, you know, the representatives for the Veterans Affairs in each state and everything else has to start complaining. Say, oh, okay, listen, we have a problem here. But the problem is nobody's complaining. Because, first of all, no calls are getting taken. The video connect never really works. You go on in there, but, you got to have an appointment or whatever to get through. Complete restriction still. It's only let up a little bit, you know. But, I mean, it's... Again, and 25 miles away, 26 miles away, you know, it's not a hop, skip, and a jump, you know? That's kind of a cruise. And, you know, gas has come down, but it's still not come down far enough, you know what I'm saying? To where I could sit here and I have to follow through and I'm still not going to see the doctor. I know that. So I have to go to the front desk and then I have to ask them, where's the medication? And I'm driving down there to find out where the medication is that should have been prescribed a month ago. That's ridiculous. It's not right. So, and then they told me, well, it got sent out, and it got sent out at such and such time. Where is it then? And then I just got an email that came through in the email saying the prescription went out. It didn't go out until the 19th, yesterday. So now it's going to be another 5 days before I even see it. And of course, during Christmas, you're not going to get anything delivered. I mean, you got people that are shipping stuff all over the place and they're already overwhelmed, you know, between UPS, FedEx and USPS, they're all overwhelmed because they've got packages and presents and everything going everywhere. So you just kind of suffer through it, and you just know that you're on your own, and that's it. That's the harsh reality. Just a tough one.
Well, I have something here that I absolutely feel very strongly about. Have you heard about the interpreter that was in Afghanistan all the years of fighting with Americans? He was trained, a commando, I think is what they call him over there. And when they shut down operations in Afghanistan, he was in queue to get, you know, the special exemption about coming to the United States. And that did not happen.
Yeah, that was that was a disaster.
Right. So he took kind of the roundabout way to get into the country through Mexico. And he got rolled up with some others that were coming in. And they took him to jail. And the others got released, the other group, and they were, I believe that they were South American. And he is the one that is in jail to be deported. They let everyone else go into the United States, yet they're holding him.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think it is makes America look very poor.
What, another broken promise under the regime that we have?
Promise. Yeah. Like another broken promise. If they were just not letting people into the United States at all and our borders were really secure and all of that, then that's one thing. But we have open borders, yet we're keeping the person who actually was fighting for America out?
This is not the first time that this has happened. Matter of fact, it happens over and over and over again, and we find people that help us along the way. I mean, look at the Kurds at one point. Do you remember how they helped us? Remember that? And we turned our backs on them. And we turned our backs on them. And, you know, why they would even come back and even think about helping us again would be beyond me. I mean, after all, we just kind of hung them out, you know. So this isn't the first time that we've done this with anybody. And the way we left there, you know, absolutely was just, oh, man, it was an abomination how we left there. First of all, it shouldn't have been put all over the news. Second of all, it should have been way more organized than that. We should have had better protection than that. But no, we didn't do that. We just got to call it quits and it doesn't matter who gets hurt along the way. Stupidity. Handled very poorly. Left all kinds of weapons, mass amounts of weapons all over that were grabbed. And I mean, it was handled poorly. But the voters don't seem to remember that. They don't seem to, you know, care about it. But this is how it is for veterans, and this is how it is all the way down the line. And then that's just how it goes. And you lose trust, you know. Our own government is broken, so much trust. They've got to fix it. They've got to be able to turn around and fix it and say, hey, wait a minute here. I mean, we're more tied up in helping, Ukraine than we are fixing the problems that we have here at home. We need to fix the border issues. It's out of hand. I mean, it's completely out of hand. And, you know, and I hear people squawk about that. Oh, yeah, well, I can't believe that DeSantis sent up the people on up to Martha's Vineyard. You know, he didn't care. He did it for a political point. Well, let me ask you a question. If Martha's Vineyard got on the news and said, hey, we're going to welcome them and we're going to do this and take care of them and everything else, what did it matter? That's, you know, you're the ones that want the open borders. They don't want it down there. They can't take care of the people as is. Neither can Texas. You can't expect Texas, can't expect New Mexico, you can't expect all these different places to take care of people that they're, you know, they're unprepared to take care of. And if you watch the latest border crossing, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. They're just people just walking right in. This is why we needed the wall to be finished. And, you know, so we can have at least access to them, but an orderly fashion. This was no orderly fashion. They were just walking right in. And how many of them were past felons and criminals and part of drug cartels and everything else? It's ridiculous. It absolutely puts America itself and the southern states down below, right on the border, in jeopardy. There's no care. No care for it at all. Totally unprepared. Unprofessional. And the people up in Washington, they're not living there, so they don't care, and they try to justify it. The hypocrisy is just huge. You know?
I know. And, you know, I really feel like you need to, if you want something, you'll work hard to get it. And if you really want to come to America, you'll follow the rules, you'll do things by the book, and do it the right way, not by sneaking in. And I saw the other day that President Biden, you know, wants them to have health insurance. Must be nice.
He's in a dreamland. I'm sorry, he's a commander in chief, you know, but he's in a dreamland. He, you know, this guy, to me, is, for the things that he's done, is really not fit for office. He's not. But he's in. So we have to respect him because he's the commander in chief, and we have to respect him. But I'm praying that he does not get voted back in or voted to stay. That, you know, that's all we can do. You know, we need some competent people to run. And the problem is most of these career politicians, I'll tell you, they've broken trust. They, you know, they're living the high life. They're not living like normal Americans. They have no clue as far as the rest of America. And they don't call you about their people. They call you a constituent. You know, oh, that's the proper term. No, they're people. And you know what? They put you in a position of trust, and you breach it, and you break it over and over and over again. I'm glad that we got rid of a few of them. Nancy Pelosi, good riddance. I'm done with her. A lot of damage, you know?
Yeah.
Can we get over it? That's the question. I don't know. And now the laws and the rules, they don't want to follow the laws and the rules. They want to say, we make the laws and we'll decide what the rules are. It's a totally different playground now. And that's what it is. It's their playground. It's not about how.
I'm like, why? Why? It drives some people a little on the insane side. But I'm like, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I have to follow the rules?
And then they don't. They don't follow the same rules. They don't have the same rules as you and I. And then they'll change those rules anytime that they feel like it. And they change history and everything else. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, but people absolutely love them. Oh, it's conspiracy theory. And then when they find out something different, nobody says a word. They just let it go by. I mean, for years, people talked about a one-world organization. Now they openly talk about it. At first, it was a conspiracy theory. Right. And now they the New World Order, you know? And now they openly talk about it. They're not afraid to talk about it. Nobody's going to challenge them. So but of course, anybody who talked about it before, they're crazy. And they're the same people. Hey, let's not have guns. But by God, they have their, you know, little entourages and everything that are fully armed and everything else, protect themselves. But you can't have one. You know, you don't have the same rights.
Right.
It's, the hypocrisy is great. Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So how do you feel about the cryptocurrency?
I don't like it. I think it's a bad idea. It gives them more power. Think about this. And you know, I hope the rest of America, you know, you all think this cryptocurrency is good stuff. There's nothing backing it. I mean, it's like a fiat system that we have today. It's based off of consumer confidence. But the crypto system is even worse. And I'll tell you why. Because there's nothing backing it. So if it plunges and it goes away and you just lose everything. Or what happens if one day they just want to shut you down? And we're just... We don't like something you're doing or anything else, so we're just going to freeze it. Then what? What are you going to do? I mean, we watch them freeze assets all the time on a bunch of people. And they decide,
exactly.
You know? And what's going to give them control over this? I mean, who's going to be the watchdog on that? Oh, we're going to set up a special group? You mean another special group? You have all kinds of little special pet projects and everything else. So
it costs us how much money every year? This is a little controversial, but you know they've wasted so much money on the January 6th riot. I mean, I can't even. It was a riot, and.
You know,
what's it been going 2 years now?
Because they're afraid of this guy, okay? You know, they're afraid of the bad tweeter. And basically that's what it is. Is he controlling? Is he egotistical? Is he, you know, little dictatorship-ish? Probably. But at the same time, the country was headed in a much better direction. People don't want that. They want misery. Understand something. They're paying higher tax brackets. Higher for gas, they're paying higher for, you know, inflation's through the roof. Everything looks like it's doom and gloom, and that's what makes them happy. So we have a bunch of sick individuals, you know, and unfortunately, they vote these mo-yucks in office, and okay, well, this is what you get. I mean, it's unbelievable, but what are you going to do? There's nothing that you can do. And you don't even know if the voting is real anymore or not because we find so many different things of, you know, questionable behavior with that. You can't even trust it. I mean, it's, who knows? I mean, that's the same thing where we're talking about with the COVID. Then we find out, oh, hey, wait a minute. You know, this guy admits, okay, we were testing gain of function. So you were enhancing, you know, and you want to say that it was for medical studies to help prevent it from getting worse. While you were doing that, exactly how did it leak out, you know? And
right.
People are still convinced it came from a wet market. Oh, it's a virus. Well, if it's such a virus, then why do they call it a disease? I love the terminology. At one point, they say, okay, this is a disease. And then another point, this is the... Well, what is it? Is it a virus? Is it a disease? Is it a bioweapon? What exactly is it? And then we're having questions about the vaccines because we had so many people take the vaccines and die. And then we've had people that have, you know, become sick. And, you know, you take these things. Well, it's supposed to lower the spikes. Okay. Well, see, they can get away with telling the public that until we find out, oh, well, wait a minute here. The NIH was given, what, 600 $600,000 or whatever to, you know, go on into this research more. And this guy blows the whistle, you know. And lo and behold, they're tied in with Wuhan, the lab that's over there. Nobody can put it together. Nobody seems to be able to put it together.
Which and it's just appalling to me.
Listen, if the masks work, let me ask you a question. If the masks were so effective, then how did it spread? If the masks were so effective, then how did it spread? Why do we have 6 million dead people all throughout the world if the masks worked, if the vaccines worked?
Because they would blame that on the people that didn't get vaccinated.
They're still alive.
You see where the logic is going.
And there's a lot of people that never got vaccinated that are still alive. So... Now I look to myself, what did I inject myself with? A bunch of poison or something else? And then I had long COVID. Shouldn't it have helped prevent that? I mean, you know, why is my heart doctor telling me, hey, your heart's enlarged, and the people who end up with COVID, your organs are enlarged and everything? How is that? It makes no sense to me. It's unbelievable.
Just to me, the interesting fact is, one, it's a little concerning to me that we are not, as a nation, better prepared for this type of thing. We have millions and trillions of dollars at our disposal, yet we didn't know how to handle this. So that is surprising to me.
I think it
just exposed all our weaknesses.
Listen, I think we're going to find out later on in the future the truth about all this. I think it's going to come to light. What really went on at Wuhan Lab? Where did it probably come from? And it's not going to be from a wet market. I think that we're going to find that out. Number two, I think the Georgia Stones, it's funny how that got blown up and all those things that went on down there and what was written on the stones. There's a lot of things that they're just not telling us. And the truth is one.
Right.
I mean, let's just agree on that right now. The truth is not one, you know? I mean, the news covers what they feel that they should cover, which is whoever's in charge is their agenda. They don't even report the truth anymore. It's their.
Well, we've often talked about, and my kids and I have talked about it too. How did the Nazis get away without people raising a stink about it, killing all the Jews? What?
Propaganda.
And you know, it's been a question of mine. I've wondered that, but we've actually experienced it.
Yeah, it's propaganda. Think about it. You say something enough and enough times over and over again. It doesn't matter if it's the truth, okay? You remember the end game that Pelosi was talking about?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that? You know, what is it called? The end smear. Remember the end smear? She was a professional at it, okay? So you don't tell the truth. You spread a lie, okay? And you just keep repeating it over and over and over again, and people will buy into it. They don't care. So, and then we had all these fact checkers, remember? Oh, the honest fact checkers. Well, only part of the story is true, not all of it or whatever, but only part of it. Yeah, but they leave out the other part, you know? That is true. You know, I mean, it was like, wow. And people don't see it because it's not on their news stations. Up north, their news is completely different than down south and their news. Okay? That's different Republican states, Democratic states. You'll see that. It's crazy.
Right.
It's absolutely crazy. So, and I've had this discussion with people. I had this discussion. It was about abortion and everything and transgender. And one of the things that I said was, you know, I understand the locker room. If you remember, it was on the news, the girls, and it was on the soccer team, were uncomfortable with the transgender coming into the dressing room as they were changing. And they said, wait a minute, we're changing. So the transgender challenged it, and the school turned around and said, well, law says he could come in there by law. What law? Who voted on it? I didn't get to vote on it. Did you vote on it?
I never
saw that come through. See, Congress made the laws on that stuff. Well, the problem that the girls had and what they reported afterward was, he wasn't changing, he wasn't showering, wasn't doing anything. He was leaned against the wall watching them change. Voyeurism. And I said, how is that right? And then you have guys that are want to, you know, call themselves women competing in the women's sports because they can't compete in the men's sports, so they get their butt kicked. So what they do is they compete against the women, and of course they're going to win there, and you know, and not always either. But, you know, so they're taking away scholarships, they're taking away awards and everything else. These kids, these little girls have, you know, trained for all of their lives. And now they have to go compete against guys because they feel like this is how I identify. I'm sorry. That's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, and I disagree with it completely. And I'm sorry. That's mental health. There's a mental health issue there. Okay? So let's not legalize it. It's the same thing with MAPS. Minorly attractive person syndrome. Bull crap. That's called pedophile. Okay?
Right.
I mean, let's call it what it is. And I'm sorry, but I don't agree with it. And unless we fix this mess, we've got children acting like animals, cats, stuff like that.
I was about ready to say, there was something I read a couple months ago that a child in a school...
acting like a cat.
Yes. And the school...
allowed
it. ...told to treat her like a, you know... I'm thinking to myself, where is this, like, okay?
Because her parents are ill, or something to that effect. And they have told her, that's okay, honey, you can do this. At some point, the parents, you have to grow up. And quit sitting here trying to relive your life for your child. Let your child live for once. Quit giving them hormone injection shots and everything before they've even hit puberty and trying to change their gender, okay? I mean...
for the parents.
Well, of course. And then getting pressure from the school. Oh, that's okay. So you're a trans. Or, oh, you're this. Oh, you want to, you know... What is the matter with adults? Be adults and be responsible. I'm sorry. Be responsible. And are there some that have an anomaly? They very well could, okay? But it's a select few. We've put this on a national level to say it's okay. It's not okay. What you're doing is not okay. God says it's not okay. I mean, it's just... it's not okay. And it's not hate speech, guys. Listen, you know what? I'm going to see kids grow up and live and enjoy a regular world. Are they going to have a hard time? Are they going to get bullied in school? Well, the schools allow it. Okay? Maybe we wouldn't have all this problem if the schools tightened their grip a little bit and started being the responsible adults they're supposed to be. Start punishing these kids for doing this stuff. Instead, the schools are afraid to do anything because they have to face lawsuits from the parents that don't want to take responsibility to begin with. I think it's crazy. This world is headed in a very bad direction. I mean, we have time to fix it, but we have to be responsible and fix it in the correct way. And it doesn't mean you go...
one of those ways is family. We are tearing down the family unit.
Well, that's so we can rely on just the government.
Right. So we need to become more family oriented. We need to be standing up for what is right, not what's easiest, not what might offend, what's right.
Everybody's offended today. Everybody's offended by something all the time, all day long. I guarantee it. They're offended by something all day long. And when the second that they say it, then the other party turns around, racism, you're racist, and you're this and that. You know what? Get over it. It's not how it is. Suck it up, buttercup. I mean, it just wasn't that way yesterday. And Listen, I don't care. For me, I could care less. If two women or two men, you want to get married, go ahead, do that on your time. I don't care. You love each other. I have friends that you know, are gay or whatever. And they have been with each other for 20 years or more. You know, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't agree with it, but I don't have a problem with it. And they're not sitting here trying to force it down my throat.
Right.
You know, there's a difference. They keep it private. They're very private, and they're wonderful people. And they're not forcing it down my throat. Everybody else, they want to get any attention they can. How can I get on the news? What can I do? And that's really what it's come down to. And then once they get on there and they have their spotlight for 30 seconds or 40 seconds, they rile up everybody else and try to get them in a hole. We're treated so terribly. You know what? This is what our country is now. We're going to have people walking around like cats and dogs and sheep, maybe camels, donkeys, everything else. Okay. You don't need zoos anymore. I hate to tell you. Get rid of the zoos. We'll have plenty of that. We could just walk out in public and we'll be right amongst all of it. So we don't need that. We got all kinds of things going on in this country. It's crazy. You know?
And I like the fact that it's not like mainstream America. But I don't know, maybe it is. It's a little scary to think that way.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we have too many people doped up on too much different stuff, and it's just getting to the point to where it's absolutely ridiculous. And we've made all these excuses, but you're messing with children. Leave the children alone, okay? They haven't even reached puberty. How can they make that decision? How can they even be responsible? They can't make a decision. They're not an adult. They can't even make a decision, okay? Leave them alone. God even says, leave the little ones alone. And then, you know, I've read on, God, I forgot what we were reading on, what news thing it was, and the parents are like, hey, we're stoked. You know, our child's getting a hormone shot. 8 years old. Really? You're stoked. You're going to ruin your child's life. You're probably in your late 30s to early 40s. But hey, you know what? You're stoked. That's terrific. That you're going to get exactly what you want. Not what your child wants, but what you want. You know?
Exactly.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Instead of being happy for your child or anything else, we'll go ahead and ruin it. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. There's no logic to it. You know, people, this is what happens when you take God out of everything. This is what happens. There's no moral compass to go by. So people lose their hope. And when you lose your hope, you lose your faith. Okay? And then you lose God. And that's all there is to it.
Well, we've certainly lost in this world, like, our code of conduct.
It's no wonder, a whole bunch of us are walking around with anxiety. Ugh.
I know.
You know, I twitch every time I go out in public. It's you know, I've gotten to the point where I just don't want to be around people. I need to stay home. I can't bear to watch it. And they're like animals out there. My God, they'll fight in Walmart over toys. They'll fight on Black Fridays. They don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. And some of us that are having a hard time physically doing those things, we're going to be punished for it. It's unbelievable. And we can't get help. But all these other people who just don't want to work, boy, they can get help anywhere they want.
Oh, I know.
It drives me crazy. And the legitimate people, they're the ones that are suffering. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, they got to be tough. That's tough nowadays.
This generation does not know tough. Trust me.
No.
Okay. I'm surprised that the adults aren't, you know, wiping the backsides of 14 and 15 year olds. They don't even know what they are. I mean, we've confused them so much. They don't even know what they are or what they want to be. It's incredible. But I blame the parents, you know? I mean, boy, if I acted like that, the whooping that would be commenced upon me would be severe, you know? And today, we want to talk. Listen, sweetheart, honey, whatever, you know, we're going to talk because... And then we call that child abuse if, you know, you discipline your child. But, hey, you can change them whatever you want them to be, you know. It makes no sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense. And I'm sometimes shocked that there's only certain people that can see that. It doesn't make sense. It seems so black and white to me. And so just obvious.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think they've been giving people some bad glasses out there all over the world or something. I don't know. It's right there in front of you and you can't see it. And they don't want to see it, you know?
I think that's what a lot of it is. It's not that we've got people that... don't notice it, can't understand it. I just think we're just choosing to ignore it. It's too hard.
No, they just accept it. They can't fight it, so we'll accept it. So the evil that is in the world that we have today, we've created it. We watered it. It was like a plant. We watered it. All the way through. And we need to change it. And then people are surprised. I didn't see that coming. Really? You know, Helen Keller could have seen that coming 5 miles away. I mean, how do you not? I don't understand. For the life of me, I don't understand. And unless we get it back and kick these people out of office eventually, vote them out, I don't know. We're going to be in a world of hurt. And I think it's going to get worse. And where did all these groups come from? I go back. I pinpoint it to one guy. And from 2008 to 2016, boom, there it was. It just popped out of the woodwork all during that time. Great job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what was wrong with having the Ten Commandments and prayer in school, and you used to pledge of allegiance to the... You don't have any of that anymore. They don't even know what the words are anymore. None of that.
They in our schools. I'm actually proud of that, you know, with our school system, as they do in our schools.
I haven't seen it done in schools. God, I would love to see that. I haven't seen it done in schools forever. I mean, to me, it's... I'm sorry, but that's how this country was founded. You don't go on over to, you know, the Middle East and tell them, you can't have this anymore because it's bias on religion and everything else. Hey, you'll be lucky if you can get out of there without getting stoned. Okay? But over here, you know, and then we say, but that's the great thing about the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't say that. If you read the Constitution, it doesn't say that at all. As a matter of fact, the whole premise of the Constitution, everything was based off of, you know, God, was based off of all that, you know? I mean, it's unbelievable. One nation under God. Where did they think that came from? I mean, are we going to change that now, too? That's what they're heading towards, so we can abolish that.
Before.
It's unbelievable, I'm telling you. But that's where we're headed. Well, listen, folks, we are out of here. We'll get back onto this one again sometime. We're praying that you have a Merry Christmas. I'm not going to say Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas, okay? And I hope that God makes all your dreams and hopes and whatever you need come true. And I'm sorry, but I'm a believer in Christ Jesus, and that's the way it is. And regardless of how you feel about that, it is what it is. So that's who I'm following. I'm betting on that horse in the end. So I'm betting on God, and that's just the way it is. Merry Christmas to you all. We wish you the best. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas day. Let's not forget what it's about. It's about Christ Jesus coming into this world to save us. And believe me, we need saving from ourselves. Karen, final thoughts?
Just I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. Don't give in to the expectations. Relax. It all will come together.
It will. Keep your faith. Keep your hope.
And I remember my mom and I discussed just the other day that there were a couple years growing up that there was no money for Christmas. And my brother was talking to her around Thanksgiving and said that was one of the best Christmases we ever had.
You know what? It's not about the gifts.
That's not my memory.
It's not even about the gifts. You know, I would rather have a dinner with the family and know everyone is healthy and happy and go into the new year with hope and with love and with faith and courage. And you got to have the courage to stand up for what is right. Yeah, you do. You have to have the courage to stand up and say what is right and not be afraid of the repercussions and everything else. And, you know, unfortunately, everyone wants to go with the flow today. So have that courage. Have that belief. I'm praying for you all, and I just hope you have a wonderful day and enjoy the day for what it is. It was a great time for us. God gave us a great gift. Go get it. It's free. So with that, Karen, I love
Merry
you, bud.
Christmas.
I wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk
Thank
next
you,
week.
Sir. All right.
All right, let's get out of here with something. I'll tell you what, I love Little Drummer Boy, but here we go. Here's a good one.
The gloom.